This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, Doc. So this is why I don't think... It's not that I lack athletic ability. It just, I think I could skate. I really don't have a problem ice skating. Ice skating is not too hard for me. But the reason why I can't play hockey is, I don't know if you guys watched the one goal made with Marc-Andre Fleury, who is, I mean, a god when it comes to hockey. I mean, dang, the Golden Knights with a 6-4 win with game one for the Stanley Cup final against the Washington Capitals. Fantastic game. But there was one goal that accidentally, right, Marc-Andre Fleury made when the puck kind of bounced off him in a way or went under his legs and into the goal, and it almost looked like his tushy knocked it in. Now, many of you guys have seen my butt, right? I mean, it is not, let's say, what clothing industry heads would call petite. So, my big worry is sitting there as a goalie, because I would probably be a goalie. As a female, I've never been a petite, slender. I've always been more athletic build or curvy. And so, if I was playing hockey, the coach would probably say, all right, Dahlia, you're going to be goalie. You're built like a goalie. You're about the size of the goal. Do that. And I'd be like, excuse me. It's very, very interesting. I don't really know how a lot of women's teams do it. I know how guys' teams do it. But women, you know, we take insults a little differently. Guys, they don't care. They get themselves insulted all the time. Guys take insults and they don't care because they don't think any of them are true. Yet we women are different. Okay, we read into everything. Well, that coach made me goalie. Why did he make me goalie? Well, he said so. You're big. No, like big in terms of like star power big, or big in terms of my butt. I think he meant your butt. Now, you know what? I don't want to read into things. I need to find out. Let's ask again. We need to set something up. I need to figure out how. That's what women do. Women will not ask a man directly what they think, because we know we're not going to get the right answer. I do this all the time. All right, honey, what do you think of this? Oh, that's okay. Honey, am I getting fat? No. Honey, do you see that I'm losing weight? Yep. My husband has pre-programmed answers. People at work I work with. I'm like, all right, do you think I'm doing good? Is this a good job? Yep. Do I need to do anything different? No. You sure? No. And you don't get any answers. So a woman is forced to get their answer subliminally. You know, people get really, really mad at women for not being direct and, you know, always trying to, you know, peel or, you know, aspirate information, you know, from other people in non-direct ways. Well, this is why. We don't believe what you tell us. Okay? We don't. You know? Are you ever going to cheat on me? No. Well, do you love me? Yes. And how many times has that turned out not to be true? So, it's not our fault. Don't be so surprised. When we try to get data, acquire our data from other sources. So we will recruit other people. Well, if I can't get a straight answer out of him, maybe you can. Well, how do you want me to do that? Ask him what his favorite color is. Well, why would I do that? What does that tell you? Well, because when we were on a date, he asked me what my favorite color was. And I told him my favorite color was blue. And if he comes up with anything other than blue or orange, which I think is the opposite of blue, then we know he doesn't love me. But if he says blue, he loves me. Oh, okay. I'll go do that. Hey, Dirk.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
I don't know. Fuchsia. Not sure what to make of that one. You sure it's not blue? What do you mean? Just say blue, please. All right, I guess blue. Good.
He said blue. He did. You see, I mean, this is how our life is. This is the world that I live in when I am trying to acquire data to figure out what the hell is going on. And I don't think it's very fair for you to judge us women when we try to, I don't know, pull out the truth. Now, in jobs, that's very difficult. Very, very difficult because we women always feel like we're in competition. Women, just in nature, are as competitive in the animal kingdom as men. You know, they say, well, men have to compete. You know, they have to look flashy. They have to peacock because they have to get the mate. All right? But some of these women, we look at second order and go, whoa, 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 wait a second here, okay? Remember that article came out saying women don't like guys with flashy cars? I mean, they in terms of marriage material. Women have to think second order and go, well, wait a second here, okay? He is hot. He is peacocking. And boy, does he have some nice looking feathers. Real long, robust feathers. And so he may be a fantastic mate in the short term. But what about long term? Other women may like his feathers or be attracted to his feathers. And if they look younger and prettier and more spry than I do, I'm out. So we have to think from a competitive level how we win the race. It's slow and steady wins the race. With my husband, man, I mean, I tried to lunge after him hard and I was like, no. No lunging, no pouncing. All right. Let him sow his oats. He's going to need a moo-moo kind of gal later to, you know, make the babies. And that's what he did. Slow and steady wins the race. So going back to hockey, I think we did a damn good job last night, the Golden Knights, hallelujah. But there is no way I could do that because if I on national TV had an issue where my butt knocked the puck into the goalie, I would never be able to live that down. I would be embarrassed as heck. Even though Fleury did one hell of a good job, he's like one of the best goalies I've ever seen. This guy rocks. So anyway, just had to say that. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. Oh, Lord have mercy. Supreme Court cases coming up. Hillary Clinton looking like she's wearing a back brace or an oversized bulletproof vest. But comedian Tony Arias joins us in the next few minutes. Returns to join us the next few minutes. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Lord have mercy. You know, shows were easier to do when you just had paper and pencil. There was an old time in radio where you could just pull out a paper and pencil. Okay, I apologize for this. We have a Louisiana televangelist who is seeking donations for 50 more... guys, fix your radios. I know it's not me. I have been broadcasting a perfect show. Not me. Anyway, seeking donations for a $54 million private jet. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard this happen, where people who are in, let's say, the public eye, are able to accrue donations for their own personal, shall we say, cush house or travel, etc. I mean, I would love a Lamborghini, but I'm not going to ask you guys for money. Why would I do that? I want to earn my Lamborghini. Yeah, like marrying up. Anyway, this Louisiana-based televangelist is asking his followers to donate money for a $54 million jet that could, quote, go anywhere in the world in one stop. Jesse Duplantis, 68 years old, a Christian minister based in Destrehan, which is about 25 miles east of New Orleans, says his ministry has paid cash for three private jets. Why? He said, you know, I've owned three private jets in my life and used them. Again, maybe he typos. I guess he also needs a secretary. And just burn them up for the Lord. What? I don't get that. By buying the Falcon 7X, this will allow him to save money and not pay those exorbitant prices with jet fuel all over the world. People buy this stuff? Why would you do this? I can understand donating money for the kids. You know, maybe donating money for him to have a new wardrobe. But for a plane, buy your own plane. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Nathan, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. So, one of my favorite entertainers and comedians has joined us today to give us commentary on just about anything that's going on right now in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Arias. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Beautiful. I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on your show and on your air and to breathe your air and to be in the mix of your air. By the way, you look fantastic. You look amazing. I don't know how somebody like you can, I don't know how you put it together so early in the morning, but you look amazing.
I'm in my pajamas, no makeup, but thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, you look fantastic.
All right, so when I was planning this interview, Tony, I'm like, you are so well versed on foreign relations, you are so well versed on politics. You know what? Let's start with Morgan Freeman. All right, so did you used to watch Electric Company?
I did. I watched Electric Company and Sesame Street, and that's how I learned to spell. And, yeah, I love
them. But you can't spell.
And,
yeah, you can't spell. I've seen your text.
I don't know what it is about me and spelling, but as far as Morgan Freeman, I don't know what to make of all this stuff. I mean, I'm happy that people are finally taking a stand on certain issues that have been plaguing this our society forever, but I want to make sure that all the facts are correct, and so I'm the last person to start pointing fingers and accusing people until all the facts are in. But yeah, it's unfortunate, but I think it's also healthy for our society. You know, it's kind of like a forest fire that lightning starts. You know, it's devastating, but, you know, it creates more better growth and more growth. Does that make any sense?
Oh, perfect, perfect. You know, you brought up Sesame Street, right? Because we used to watch Electric Company and Sesame Street. I don't know if you've seen the new trailer for this Muppet movie. Have you seen that there's this Muppet movie with Melissa McCarthy?
No, I have not. I want to see it, but I have not seen it yet. And the original Muppet movie, was amazing to have all those older celebrities and stars and movie stars and comedians in the movie. Was just brilliant, and the songs were brilliant.
Oh, I know, like the Over the Rainbow or the It's Not Easy Being Green. Well, it's interesting because so I'm watching Deadpool, and you know there's these previews coming on, and all of a sudden there's a Muppet preview, and I'm like, oh gosh, not another Muppet movie, because unlike you, I just, you know, being at my age, you know, I'm what, 25 now, I just think of it, but all of a sudden it turns dirty, and we are talking like rated R++, so it's called the Happy Time Murders, and I guess they said, you know, no Sesame, all street, and so for those of us that love Sesame Street, I don't think we should watch this because you will never be able to look at a Muppet or a puppet again. It's that raunchy.
Wow, I'm a little surprised. I mean, I know nothing about the new movie, but I enjoyed the Muppet television series that came out, I think it was last year, and unfortunately it didn't make it.
No.
And there were some really... The humor there was for both, you know, adults and children, which I think is awesome in general for the Muppets and all their other movies. But I don't know. I haven't seen the trailer, and I haven't seen, I haven't seen the movie. There's a part of me that thinks it's kind of funny, but if that's the case. But there's another part of me that says, it's obviously not intended for children then. I mean,
No, it's not. And my son was in the audience, and I was like, oh, Lord. But let me ask you something. There's been a lot of debate going back to Sesame Street, because I was just a big fan of Sesame Street.
Yes.
So Maria and Luis, I always thought they were going to get together, and then I aged out, and I never found out what happened. Did Maria and Luis hook up?
You know, I have no idea. You know, it's kind of like the Bert and Ernie thing. You know, I never did. I don't know if we ever got to watch them take it to the next level. I'm sure they did behind the scenes.
We never got
to see it as a public to see. See if they took it to the next level. I have no idea. I always thought that Snuffleupagus was sexy. So hard for me to me to judge her.
I
have no idea.
A lot of rumors, man. So there was the Big Bird Snuffleupagus, right? You know, scandal. There was the Mr. Hooper. And I forget who Mr. Hooper, I don't know, Mr. Hooper probably didn't have to hook up with anybody. Oh, Oscar the Grouch. The Mr. Hooper, Oscar the Grouch had this nice, you know, little cove. And I thought to me, you think Snuffleupagus was sexy. I thought Oscar's trash can was sexy. You know, I could just, anytime I want to, hop in there, have perfect privacy with a big furry monster. Sounds good. And then Bert and Ernie. I don't know, Bert and Ernie were really, really close. And I don't know if I'm convinced that they were in love or if they were blood brothers. They never expanded on that, and I kind of wish they did, because, you know, now that I don't watch Sesame Street anymore, I don't know what's going on.
Well, if you watch I Love Lucy, and if you watch Sesame Street, and you'll notice that the bedroom of I Love Lucy and the bedroom of Bert and Ernie, they were almost identical. They each had separate beds, but they shared the same bedroom. So, I mean, they were just literally, and Bert and Ernie's beds were literally inches away, where, you know, I Love Lucy, I think they were just like a foot away. So, I don't know. That's kind of like you wonder how Lucy and Ricky made a baby, if they shared,
you know what? He was
they
Cuban.
Had separate beds.
Woo! He was Cuban. Just anybody singing Babaloo to me, I would be fertile in a second. So, Ricky Ricardo was so hot.
I would be in Latin. Being Hispanic, ours just kind of jump all over the place. We really don't have to share a bed with somebody.
It just
jumps from place to place.
Man, okay, so what else is going on in the news? I've been so busy watching hockey, I have no idea what else is going on.
The hockey is just amazing to me, and everybody's been saying the same thing. And, you know, I have, somebody like myself who's been in Las Vegas for almost 35 years, to go from illegal betting on games to having to legalizing it to legalizing a pot to now having a professional hockey team in Las Vegas. It's just amazing and bizarre at the same time. And it's like saying, wow, wait till we get that new water polo team here in Las Vegas. I mean, to say that hockey is now the thing in Las Vegas is just bizarre. We're in the middle of the desert, and we reach 120 degrees here. Here's the funny thing. As much as I love the team, and as much as I love all the excitement that's taking place, all I can think about when they talk about hockey in Las Vegas are snow cones. That's all I can think about. And that's all I want. I've not been to a game yet, and I'm looking forward to going, but I'm hoping that they sell snow cones at least either after the show with all that.
Tony, can you stay on for another segment? I don't want you going yet.
Sure.
Can you stay on? All right, don't go away. Guys, I'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
I am pretty. See, why doesn't my husband ever sing a song like that to me? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Actually, guys, that number's not working right now. This has been my fault the whole time. 1-800-259-5791. Try that number. 1-800-259-5791. I was wondering why you guys were so quiet about my, you know, butt story. That kind of hurt my feelings. We are on with comedian and entertainer Tony Arias. Tony, thank you again for staying on the line. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, no, absolutely. I got to have my breakfast and during the commercial break and fascinating commercials. That was an amazing commercial about road rage. I don't, it was almost kind of funny.
I know. You know what? I've seen you drive. You never get mad. I mean, you're like too nice.
I am too nice, and you're absolutely right, and that's just the way God made me. But I have no idea. I don't understand road rage. I never understood it, and I'm somebody that was born and raised in Southern California, and I don't understand road rage. And when people scream or honk at me or flip me off or something, I wave. I they're probably upset them even more, but I wave, I purposely, and I'm a very polite driver. I like to wave to people, period. Like if they let me through or if I let them somebody through and somebody doesn't wave or even say thank you, I'm always the first one to say, hey, thanks a lot. That's, have a nice day or something like that. And, I have to tell you, speaking of that, I was leaving my house the other day and honestly, there was two, Metro police officers, parked, right in front of the fence to my house. And I thought, oh, so I approached them, very, gently because I don't want anybody, I'm 6'4" and I'm a big guy. I'm 300 and some of them pounds and I don't want somebody to think I'm, coming on to be threatening. And so I said to the gentleman, I said to the officers and they had the windows down. They were talking to one another and I said, good afternoon, gentlemen. And they said, hello, sir. And I said, I don't, it's none of my business what you're doing here, but would you like a bottle of water or something? And he said, well, sir, that's so kind of you, but we're on our way to have lunch. And I said, may I purchase you a pizza? May I order you a pizza?
Because
if it's one thing I want, I would love to have police outside my door all the time and nobody's going to mess with my house. And,
me too.
And they laughed and they said, no, that's so kind of you, but we're really on our way to go have lunch. And so, so I think just being kind, period, is helpful
and
better life.
Okay, I don't like
being so much anger.
Nah, you know what? Anger's good. Honestly, because I am so sick of stuff. Okay, I'm opposite you. I'll wave to people. I'll do that. But I will, under my breath, cuss them out a new one. Except the cops. I love the cops. And I agree with you. Any police officers that, need to be fed, whether it's grapes or, I will definitely be there to feed police officers. They're so handsome, especially in Metro. For those of you that aren't aware with Las Vegas police officers, they are very, very sexy. They just are, because it's hot and they sweat a little bit and it's just, and they're tan. Very, very sexy.
I don't know why they don't have their own calendar. I would purchase it. They should have their own calendar. The firemen always have theirs. I should have my own calendar now that I think
about it. I would buy it. 6'4". Wow.
Yeah, I'm 6'. Well, you were my doctor for years. You know all the nooks and crannies and crevices. I mean, I was 6'4", and I've lost weight. Since I've seen you last.
Yeah, I know. Everybody goes to a new doctor and they get healthier. I just don't get that.
Exactly. Woo, my goodness, my life. I got my life together as soon as Dr. Dahlia retired from practice. I got my life together. I got my health back, and I'm a new person. I really.
Well, you got a show coming up. Tell us about the show that's coming up.
Yes, I'm so excited. I have a new show coming out. It's called To Elvis, Engelbert, and Tom. Thanks for Everything, Tony Arias. And it's just my musical tribute to Elvis Presley and Engelbert and Tom Jones. And, I've been in Vegas for over 30 years, and as an entertainer, those three gentlemen were the musical icons. They were the ones that just inspired me the most. And so I'm not an impersonator by no means. I just like to come and celebrate their music. And so I'm doing a show on Sunday, June 10th at the Starbright Theater in Summerlin. It's a 2:00 show in the afternoon, and everybody can find tickets and information, and the tickets are only $20 because I'm just not that big of a celebrity anymore.
The tickets
are $20, and they can get that information at TonyArias.com. That's TonyArias.com. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have a 9-piece band, and we're ready to have some fun. So please come out and enjoy the show.
Oh, gosh, that's excellent. I love that you brought up Elvis. I was watching the Golden Knights game, and apparently there's a group of guys that always dress up as Elvis, and they go to the games. And, people will, equate Vegas with Elvis, and they'll giggle like, oh, look at the Elvises. But I am so proud of our Elvis roots. You know, I understand Boston has the Tea Party and Philadelphia has the first capital roots and all that. But for me, having that link to Elvis, I think it's one of the coolest things. I was a huge Elvis fan. I still am. I think his voice, I think his persona was awesome. It's a shame, you know, he left us and the way he left us. But I love that Vegas is associated with Elvis.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. And as a child, as a very, very young child, my grandmother and my dad and I used to babysit me on the weekends, and we would clean house together, and she would play Elvis albums and Engelbert albums and Tom Jones albums. And I just grew up with that, and I'm a huge Elvis fan. And I agree with you that I think sometimes that the making fun of Elvis can get a little wearing on the nerves. However, you know, the best form of flattery is you know, impersonation and making fun and poking fun. So, you know, I think we have to take the good with the bad, but I totally agree with you, and I'm proud and happy to be an Elvis fan and being an Elvis fan from Las Vegas, especially when I travel, and I just love that. Being that ambassador, if you will, for Las Vegas and for Elvis himself, just the legacy. So,
Speaking of
I'm very excited about it.
A top North Korean official, Kim Jong-kol, is headed to the U.S. Do we need to be worried?
Wow. Wow. You know, I don't know, and I hope not. By the way, I love Korean food. I really, really do. And
yes.
I love Korean barbecue. It's one of my favorite
Korean
things
food?
In the world.
Big
and
time.
There's a Korean barbecue place here in town that we go to all the time. And they're just as nice as they can be. It's a family-owned restaurant, and I just love it. So I don't know. I mean, unless they're coming here to hopefully be friendly and negotiate and wave to people on the street and, you know, let them pass through.
They need
and they're also not coming for road rage.
Yeah.
I hope that that's
good.
Yeah. I hope it's good.
I wonder what presents they'll give. I wonder what Trump's going to give him or her. Is that the one that was making fun of Mike Pence? I don't know. Trump is kind of an interesting character, you know. I like the economy,
yeah.
But I don't think he's the worst orator. I don't think he's the best orator. And I just don't know who helps him decide what presents to give. When you have the North Korean leader coming, you want to give him something American. So what would be the most American thing? Something Elvis. Something Dr. Dolly,
yes.
Something Tony Arias. He should give him your jacket, like a signed jacket, your signature jacket. Something like that.
Yes,
I think the North Koreans would love that.
Yes, he should start with giving him my website at TonyArias.com. But you know what's funny is that Kim Jong-un, I don't know if you know this, he actually has a 1977 Lincoln Continental Town Car limousine.
Right.
So he's got some of the best that America has ever brought, has ever made, and has shipped around the world. And so, I don't know what you give the leader of North Korea, but he could give him one of those coins that's already been made up.
Or the Art of a Deal book. Maybe he could do that. Well, Tony Arias at TonyArias.com. Thank you for coming on. Can't wait to have you on again. And can't wait to see your show. If I'm back from New York, I'm definitely going to be there throwing underwear at you from the audience.
Please do. Please. Oh, God, that'd be lovely because I'm almost out. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Love you, Tony. All right, guys. Jump
love
away
you too,
right
baby.
1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we're starting to see some nasty weather patterns. It's a little bit early for hurricane season, but subtropical storm Alberto already packed a punch, and unfortunately, it took out a TV anchor and his photographer. They were killed while reporting on it. They were, from what I understand, in their SUV. They worked for WYFF-TV, Greenville, South Carolina. They were traveling a little before 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the US 176, and a tree fell on their station's vehicle. Now, where they were was near Tyron, North Carolina, about 25 miles northwest of the TV station. He had done an interview with a Mr. McCormick about 10 minutes before we got the call, according to the fire chief. And we talked a little bit about how he wanted us to stay safe, and I wanted him to stay safe. And unfortunately, then they died 10 minutes later. And McCormick had worked for the ABC affiliate since 2007, and Smeltzer, actually the names of the individuals is Mike McCormick and photographer Aaron Smeltzer. They had worked for them for over a decade. And it was just, I believe it was like a 3-foot tree whose roots were uprooted, you know, because of the storm water, and unfortunately fell on the car. We'll get more information as the story progresses, but it's a shame. It's really frightening. Now, some news came out today on the death toll of Hurricane Maria, and we are being told that the death toll in Puerto Rico last year from Hurricane Maria nears 5,000. They think 5,000 people might have died in 2017 for reasons either directly or indirectly as a result of Hurricane Maria. So a research team led by scientists at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, they didn't just, you know, count dead bodies, they said. They basically surveyed randomly chosen households and asked occupants about their experiences. And from that approach, they concluded that between September 20th and December 31st of 2017, there were 4,600 excess deaths or deaths that would have never occurred in the aftermath if the island hadn't been plunged into this prolonged disaster. And is the estimate exact? No. You know, they kind of calculated and they extrapolated, but they think roughly that many people died that didn't have to in the aftermath of a storm such as this. Now, this study is published in the New England Journal of Medicine. So the research team randomly selected 3,200 households in Puerto Rico, and local scientists surveyed them over the course of 3 weeks in January. And people in those homes reported a total of 38 deaths. Then the scientists extrapolated that finding to the island's total population of 3.4 million to, I guess, estimate the number of deaths. Then the researchers subtracted deaths according to that same period, and they found that the mortality rate had actually jumped 62% in the 3 months following the storm. So do we have exact numbers of people who were affected in terms of heart attack or stroke or infection or dehydration or then succumbing to the flu? It's variable, also subjective. You know, did somebody die because of the flu, or did they die because they were stressed? They weren't living in their own home. They were, you know, subjected to, you know, non-sterile conditions, and then they got sick. So what does that mean for you or I? How does this? Well, it means, you know, we really need to take seriously the aftermath and the after repair of hurricanes. You know, one is, you know, we want to be very, very expeditious and diligent about getting people to evacuate. But then you have a displacement of people, and the displacement of people is one of the most dangerous times post-tragedy, because they're not in their home with their microbiome and, you know, getting their sleep and eating their food and being a part of their routine. And we really underestimate how important routine is. I talk about it on the show all the time, how you'll have, you know, centenarians say, well, the reason why they live till 110 or 117 is because they have their daily routine. They have their egg in the morning. They have their glass of wine at night. They did their daily walk, and they had daily routines. And older individuals like to stick to that routine because, you know, if that routine is working, then hopefully that routine doesn't stop and they don't die. So a lot of people like to keep to their routine. And the stress of not having that routine hurts you. You know, I don't know if they've done studies of people who vacation a lot or people that, you know, live in multiple areas and how that affects their mortality. But we do find an increased risk of heart attacks and stress-induced mortality, getting sick when people travel. Now, is it because they're in a new environment and exposed to new bugs? Yeah, it could be. Absolutely. But a lot of it is they aren't on the regular cycle. Your body likes consistency. It likes predictability. Now, on the flip side, if I was this nation's doctor, don't know how that would be or what position that would be. And I'm talking not from a political sense, just if I was all y'all doctor, all right? If I was, I would say we need to make sure you're resilient and we need to make sure you're flexible. I can't stand the fact that if everything is status quo, you'll be fine. I want you tough. I want you to be able to travel to Hawaii or travel to New York and not have to worry about getting sick. So I would want to make sure your resistance is built up. I would want to make sure that you have plan B, C, D, etc. I would want to make sure where you're traveling to is a place where you can get your rest and decent food, etc. And so, you know, I don't like the idea of, all right, as long as everything goes right and the stars are perfectly aligned, you're going to live a long life. No, I want you to be able to live no matter what happens because bad things happen. Earthquakes happen, volcanoes happen, hurricanes happen, in-laws come over and sleep at your house. There are different stressful factors that happen all the time. But when it comes to these, you know, let's say tropical storms, we're expecting more. I think they are expecting anywhere between 4 and 7 major hurricanes this coming season. And Alberto, you know, hurricane season doesn't start until June 1. And here we are, you know, right at the cusp, boom. And so maybe hurricane season's going to extend longer. You know, the water's warming up. The warmer the water, the more tumultuous conditions for there to be hurricanes. And so our FEMA or our government response on how to provide shelter, food, normalcy, daily routines has to be priorities. And I know they are. But I think we forget that the devastation and how much is needed for that. Thank God for the Red Cross. Thank God for a lot of charities out there. But it takes a village. And, you know, sometimes the government doesn't do enough. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, let me see. I don't know what I want to talk about next. I apologize. We're coming up on the last minutes. Oh, that stinks. All right, so here we go. Want to give congratulations to a Minnesota woman who gives birth 21 hours. I'm sorry, she graduates college 21 hours after giving birth. Apparently, Zainab Abdallah, 26 years old, welcomed her second daughter, Salma, at 8 p.m., but she had to receive her master's diploma in special education the next day. So she left the hospital, and she brought the baby, and she, you know, was there. She was released from her hospital in Minneapolis just in time to attend the 5:30 ceremony. She spent 2 years working towards her degree at the University of St. Thomas, and she said the pregnancy did not make the final stretch before graduation any easier. She runs her own daycare business, and she had moved to the U.S. In 2006 from Syria, according to Fox News. She had early on morning sickness, but for her to give birth and then make it to her graduation, pretty cool. I went back to work 2 days later. I had to work, you know, and as long as I had maxi pads, you could do it. You know, yeah, you worry about infection and you worry about being tired and having blood too much, but I was in a doctor's office, so I could hook myself up to an IV if I needed to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.